Defense Secretary Ash Carter tells lawmakers the budget deficit for fiscal 2017 is only the beginning of trouble for the Pentagon. He says even if Congress could find a way to agree to end sequestration, the Defense Department would have a shortfall over the next 5 years. We get more now from Federal News Radio Scott Massioni.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter and members of Congress were counting on their fingers and toes trying to make funds add up for the Defense Department during a recent Senate Armed Services Committee hearing. The kicker is, though, the funds just aren't there for the Defense Department, even with the two-year budget deal that averted sequestration for 2016 and 2017. Carter told lawmakers exactly what they've been hearing from every other military and Pentagon official to testify since 2011. Sequestration is a detriment to the safety of the nation, the future of the Defense Department, and the soldiers on the ground. Here's the Vice Chief of Staff of the Army, General Daniel Allen, at a Senate Armed Services Readiness Subcommittee hearing.
For the United States Army, our number one readiness risk is sequestration. We must have sustainable and predictable and sustained funding to deliver the readiness that our combatant commander requires require to meet the missions that continue to emerge. So elimination of sequestration is our greatest risk to future readiness.
And here's Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps, General John Paxton.
The continued impacts of sequestration are felt over multiple years. We have not had a stable fiscal planning environment for 3 years now. So we continue to make hard trade-offs, and we mortgage our future readiness because we're trying to fight today's fight. So I have concerns about capacity and future readiness, and everything we do is trade space, and we need some top-line relief, ma'am. Thank you.
And just one more, Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force, General David Goldfein.
Ma'am, and I'll just continue the same dialogue. When we stopped flying when we were sequestered, we shut down and grounded 31 fighter squadrons. And when an Air Force stops flying, it's actually felt across the enterprise. Because not only is it the air crew that stopped training, it's the air traffic controllers that stopped training. It's the folks that actually all participate in producing air power. And it extends into the depots that all work towards becoming our readiness engine. And so for us, we're still climbing out of the impacts of sequestration. And I would just add one point is that we also broke faith with our airmen, especially our civilian airmen. When they were furloughed, we lost a number of them who decided that if the company was not invested in them, they were not going to stick with the company. So for us, repeal of sequestration is job one.
It's an old story that we've heard for years now, but the Defense Department just doesn't need sequestration to end. It also needs money added to its budget, and that's not a small amount. Here's Defense Secretary Ash Carter on sequestration's effect and what funding the department actually needs.
We do know what the consequences are. We did go through it in recent years, and it has very deleterious effects on how we manage ourselves and how we protect ourselves. And the last thing I'd like to say is also to associate myself with something the chairman said, particularly with respect to the nuclear enterprise. We see bills out there to keep a safe, secure, and reliable nuclear arsenal, just to pick one very big item, which will include the Ohio replacement class submarine, ICBM modernization. We go down that road and other things. And that money is going to have to be provided for us to have that. That's a bedrock capability. So averting sequestration, absolutely necessary. But on top of that, we're going to need the funding that the country needs in future years to defend ourselves and protect our people.
So here's where the department stands now. For fiscal year 2017, the president requested $523 billion for the Defense Department. That money's at the level set by the budget deal and can't go any higher. In addition, the president asked for $59 billion in overseas contingency operation funds. That's money that's supposed to be set aside for emergency actions and isn't hampered by sequestration levels. Congress has used that fund to pay for non-emergency programs in the past, though. That brings the total request to about $583 billion, a number DOD says is still between $11 and $17 billion under budget. DOD has translated that deficit into cuts to parts of the budget that it previously said were essential. Here's an exchange between Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Dunford, and Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain on the 2017 sacrifices.
Chairman, to be clear, what I've said is that the budget this year is sufficient to execute the strategy. There is associated risk in that, and I provided a classified risk assessment to the Secretary. You'll see that some of the investments that we've made this year are designed to address that risk. My most significant concern, frankly, is the bow wave of modernization that has been deferred that we're going to start to see in fiscal year 19, 20, 21, and 22. So by no means have I said that the resource level for the department as we look out over the next few years is adequate. What I simply said was that this year's fiscal year 17 budget is sufficient to meet the strategy.
So it's okay with you to cut 24 Blackhawks, 5 F-35s, 45 over the next 4 years, Marine Corps cut 77 Joint Light Tactical Vehicles, $1.3 billion in military construction, which last year was told to this committee that you needed.
Chairman, that's not what I said. I didn't say it was okay to do those things. What I said was, with regard to this budget, we have made the best decisions that we can within the top line that we're given from Congress. So what I'm comfortable with is that we have made the right priorities. I'm not comfortable that we have addressed all the requirements.
The real worry, though, comes after 2017. DoD has what's called a modernization bow wave that's coming up. You've heard Carter and McCain allude to it. That's all the money that DoD needs to invest in modernizing things like the nuclear triad, installations, and equipment. The bow wave has been planned to hit in the 2020s. And if sequestration returns in 2018, DoD is going to have a tough time paying for that modernization. Here's Catherine Blakely, a research fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, to explain.
The FYDP is a future years defense program. Every year in the budget, the Defense Department also forecasts what it's going to spend over the 4 years after that budget to give people a sense of how the current plans fit in with the long term and not just a one-year snapshot, so you can see how the capabilities and the investments evolve over time. So for a fiscal 17 budget, it looks like the out years of the FYDP, the years beyond actual fiscal 17, are likely to be very, very close to what they were in last year's budget plan for those same years. So, for example, the budget plans in fiscal 2020 are likely to be right around $570 billion. Unfortunately for the Department of Defense, that means that they are going to be over the BCA caps as revised most recently in October by about $104, $105 billion over the next 5 years. It is worth noting that this gap both gets smaller over the course of the FYDP from $34 billion in fiscal 18 to just under $20 billion in fiscal 2021, but also that over the past several years, partly due to BCA cap adjustments giving you a little bit more room from the bottom up, as well as the Department of Defense being a little bit more realistic about their plans, the gulf between the plans for future spending and the actual BC caps have been narrowing, but you still have this gap of about $104, $105 billion over 5 years.
So even if Congress can work together to end sequestration, it also needs to agree to increase the defense budget by about $20 billion more than the sequestration caps for the next 5 years. Either Congress needs to figure out a way to spend more money, or DoD is going to have to revise its defense strategy. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.